Welcome to Magnificent Life Daily Devotion. Our today's topic says, Hooked on Forgiveness, Finding Peace at the Water's Edge. Our Bible verse of the day is from Matthew 26, verse 28, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Imagine yourself at the edge of a serene lake with the gentle sound of water lapping against the shore. You are fishing, casting your line out into the depths. Just as you have been casting your troubles and sins away, seeking forgiveness and peace in return. In that moment, you feel a tug on your line, a reminder that God is always reaching out to you, no matter how far you have strayed. In John 21, verse 1 through 17, we read about Jesus reinstating Peter after he had denied him three times. Despite Peter's failings, Jesus showed him grace and forgiveness, reminding us that no sin is too great to be forgiven by God. Just like a skilled fisherman patiently waits for the right moment to hook a fish, so does God wait patiently for us to return to him with repentant hearts. Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, "Whoever conceals their sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy." The weight of our secrets can never compare to the liberation found in confessing our sins and seeking repentance. It is only when we acknowledge our wrongdoings and seek forgiveness that we can truly experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, just like a fish caught in a net releases itself by wiggling and turning. Just as sinners who repent and turn from their ways can find freedom through God's forgiveness. So let us heed the call of our loving Father standing at the water's edge of our lives, ready to forgive and restore us. Cast away the burdens of guilt and shame, cast your line into the depths of His mercy, and receive His abundant grace. Just as Peter found redemption at the water's edge, so can we find peace in God's endless ocean of forgiveness. Amen. As we close today's daily devotion podcast from Magnificent Life Ministry, I want you to remember John 3, verse 16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen." Prayer for the day. Heavenly Father, we come before you seeking peace in the boundless depths of your forgiveness. May your infinite love wash over us like gentle waves in the vast ocean, bringing peace to our restless souls. In times of doubt and despair, may we find refuge in your mercy and grace, knowing that you are always ready to forgive our shortcomings. Help us to release the burdens of guilt and shame, allowing your light to illuminate our path toward redemption. In Jesus' name, amen.
Listening to today's daily devotion from Magnificent Life Ministries. If you want to know more about our ministry or receive our daily devotions in a different format, I encourage you to visit our website www.maglife.org or follow us on our social media such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and WhatsApp to receive our Magnificent Life daily devotions daily or to see other devotions that may be a benefit to you and your loved one. Give it a try today. I believe God will touch your life for good because victory belongs to Jesus, and that victory is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for listening. Till the next time we meet again, I encourage you to hold on to Jesus because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.